Good morning. You're listening to Daily Worship on this Tuesday morning, August the 28th, 2012. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. Thank you for being with us this morning. And if it's okay, I just want to dive right into a passage this morning, and this is one of my favorite passages. This is out of Luke chapter 7 this morning. Luke chapter 7, starting in verse 36, says this: Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, meaning Jesus. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman that is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, Teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Well, Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, You have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but that this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. And to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And Jesus said to her, Your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins? And then he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. I love what Zach Neese in his book, How to Worship a King, says about this passage. And I want to read an excerpt just where what he says. This is powerful. Let this sink in today. It says, This woman's act may be the most complete image of worship in the Bible. With total disregard for the opinions of men, she approached Jesus. Why she did so, we are not told. But Jesus must have done something wonderful for her, because her heart was overwhelmed with gratitude. Out of that grateful heart flowed one of the sweetest expressions of love in the entire Bible. This woman, seeing the filthy feet of Jesus, bowed down at his feet and began to weep. Perhaps her heart broke that he warranted so little honor in the Pharisees' eyes that they would not even have a servant wash his feet, as was custom. She wept over the dishonored feet of her beloved Lord. Does it break your heart when the lowest and poorest members of the body are neglected and dishonored? A heart of worship weeps for them. She wept above the dirt of the street, streaking his feet with her tears. Then she did something astonishing and astounding. She loosed her hair and used it as a dust rag to wash the feet of Christ. You know, 1 Corinthians 11 says that a woman's hair is her glory. And this woman used her glory as a rag to serve Jesus. If only we could worship so well. If only we could humble our glory to serve his body instead of wearing our glory as crowns for our own beautification. As she wiped his feet, she kissed him repeatedly, cherishing the feet of her Savior where others had dishonored him. Then she took an expensive oil, unstopped the bottle, and poured it onto those dirty, mud-streaked feet. What an extravagance. What humility. What a demonstration of love. What a demonstration of value. What worship she gave Jesus that day. Why don't you pray with me this morning? Jesus, Lord, may we use the things that are of value in our eyes. May we use the things that that are called our glory. Lord, may we use those, Lord, to serve you. Lord, may we use those things to love you today, just as this woman used her hair to wash your feet, Lord, and to serve. Lord, may our worship be extravagant toward you today. Lord, that we're not worried about the cost, Lord, but that we worship you in abundance, wholeheartedly, Lord, with our whole hearts. Lord, because you are deserving and you are worthy. Lord, as we encounter you, and Lord, as we see you, and as you reveal yourself to your people, how can we not, as we have looked upon your glory and your beauty, how can we not? Lord, so today, this morning, in this time, we choose to do that. Lord, as we have encountered a living God, as we have encountered a beautiful Savior, we pour ourselves at your feet, Jesus. Here I am, Lord, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat, Lord, for your glory. Take me.
You gave your life for me, so I will live.
my life for you, and like you spilled your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my King. So here I am, take me as a today, as a people, as those who desire and long to worship you with everything in our lives. Lord, thank you that Lord, that as we look upon you, Lord, that we are not disappointed, Lord, but that your radiance shines through everything that we see. Lord, that you break through, Lord, the lies of the enemy and the schemes of the enemy today in our life. Lord, and you always come out far, far better. Lord, so we offer our lives, we offer today to you, Lord. Oh, we offer today and everything that consists of today and every conversation that we will have today and every idle thought that we will have today. Lord, and every temptation that we will have today. Lord, and every whisper of your spirit today that prompts us to obedience. Lord, we give those things to you today, Jesus. This is our worship. Jesus, we worship you. Lord, we lay our lives down at your feet, Lord. Lord, we lay down the costly things. Lord, we consider them as rags. Lord, compared to the greatness of you and the greatness of knowing you and the greatness of worshiping you. Lord, may your praise be on our lips today as we go. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. In Jesus' name, in your precious name, in your awesome name, in your lovely name, we pray.